Welcome back to the Lore Distraction and Interruption Show here on AchieveRadio.com. It's Joe Caraccio, your host. My next guest is Jamie Lanier. Jamie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Excellent, excellent. Why don't we start off with you telling our audience who you are and what you do?
Okay. Well, I'd like to say I'm on my third life. I have co-created my family. I have had a thriving psychotherapy practice, and I have stepped away from that practice, traveled the world, and now I'm doing what I refer to as an integrative approach to well-being. I am also the co-author of the book, The Ever-Loving Essence of You.
Wow, that is a lot to talk about then, okay? and well-being is a really, really important topic for our world today. I mean, we have a lot of people under stress. We have a lot of people who are depressed, and it really does need to be approached with so many people. You mentioned you had a practice. Give us a little insight about the practice that you had and what you dealt with.
Well, I used to be a psychotherapist, and I spent a lot of time with private clients talking about their past. And what I realized is that when we spend a lot of time talking about where we were, it's really difficult to move along to where we want to be. So I left that practice knowing that there was another way to help people reconnect with themselves and realize that in fact, we are our own greatest resource. So how can we redirect ourselves back to ourselves and back to that place of well-being that actually is our natural state of being?
Excellent, excellent. You know, I've heard so many people, and I like your opinion on this, say, you know, in order to survive, you have to think out of the box. And I've been an advocate of going within. You know, it's so many people try to be entrepreneurs, do things they never ever attempted because they're thinking out of the box, and then they fail brutally because it wasn't for them. And I like your opinion on that, about going within, inside, finding yourself and finding what you can do for yourself.
Yes, and I think that we can do so much for ourselves. We just get a little distracted along the way and forget about all of the resources that we actually have. So we're
excellent.
A wealth of information for ourselves.
Yeah, I really do believe that. Website. Do you have a website that people can go to?
I do. It's www.jamie-learner.com.
Okay. And we'll mention that again also at the end of this discussion. The book. Tell us a little bit about the book that you've written or co-written and really, how'd you get there? Why did you write the book?
First of all, I think we all have a book within us.
I agree.
I think writing a book is not a huge deal, and I really encourage anyone that's ever thought to do so to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But the book came from the spending probably half my life exploring why I felt this incredible connection with myself and never felt the connection with my mother. And it was only probably within the last 5 days of her life, 2 years ago, that I finally reconnected with her because she connected with herself. And this book talks about, it's called The Ever-Loving Essence of You. It talks about just that, how when we are connected with ourselves, we can connect with others. But when we're not connected with ourselves, it's not possible to have that connection with others. And so this book explores that relationship, but it also has lots and lots of tools for people to tap into just on a daily basis to find their way back to themselves.
Excellent, excellent. There's so much talk about self and really taking care of oneself, and of course many people interpret that as selfishness, and I think that it's not selfishness. It's going inside and taking care of oneself. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else. How do you feel about that?
I think that's really true, and my mom was a wonderful example of that because she was an advocate for all people in the world, and she was an attorney, and she was out there, you know, just helping support everybody, but she sidestepped the most important relationship, and that was the one with herself. And so I think it's really true. I mean, if we could spend just 10 minutes first thing, the beginning of every day, and address ourselves, then we're really in a much better position to help others and to be there for others.
Agreed. And you're right. So many people neglect themselves. I find this especially with parents and their children. When they're growing up, obviously you have to put a lot of attention into kids, but once they're of age, you know, 18, 19, and they're starting their own life, too many parents, especially in our society today because of economics, they're holding on to their children. Do you find that as a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I don't think there is good or bad, but I think there's a wonderful opportunity to understand that we possibly use our children as our excuse for us not to create a relationship with ourselves. And we do that with our job, with a lot of things. And none of that's a big deal, because once you realize that addressing yourself and creating a loving relationship with yourself is a lovely option and it's so easy to do, then I think therein lies the opportunity to do just that.
Okay, from what you're saying, where does one start? You know, there's so many people, again, without self-confidence, that they feel that they can't. That word can't comes up a lot, and I believe it's all choice. There's no, can't is a terrible word, but it's all choice. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it is choice, but I think people need permission to make the choice.
Mm-hmm.
So first, to let people know that, yes, this is really a lovely thing to do for yourself. And then the first thing I ask my clients to do is to quiet their mind, the mind chatter, and begin to listen for the tone of the internal conversations that they're having with themselves. So even if they can't understand the content, I think the tone of the conversations that we have with ourselves on a daily basis really is where it all begins. If we can soften that tone and become a more loving, gentle voice to ourselves, I think that's a lovely way to start.
Excellent. But we are surrounded with so... I mean, I'm a real technical person. I've been all my life, the one program or industry I retired from was technology. And sometimes I wonder about it. It's such a great distraction, but it is also a good thing. How do you approach your clients with that? Because everybody is glued to their iPods, phones, computers, and I find it sometimes it could be a great distraction.
I think it is a good distraction, and I think, once again, as long as we're consciously choosing the distraction,
right?
You know, so to distract yourself sometimes is a really good thing, especially if you're in a funk. So if you're in a funk, make a conscious choice to distract yourself. But it is all about the choice in that moment about what you're doing, what you're tuning into. That makes all the difference. That way we're never a victim to anything. And when we make good choices for ourselves, or any choices, we could even choose to make a bad choice for ourselves, there's a lot of freedom in that.
Very, very true. I've gone through that even with my own children, that you have to make mistakes. You have to get sometimes disappointed. You have to lose sometimes in order to be strong. And it's the old thing is that what doesn't kill you will help you.
Well, we just call it contrast. And
right.
Contrast is the most wonderful thing, because once you have determined that there's something that's not working, you're in a much better position to figure out what will work.
Exactly. So you have to try, right? You have to give it, you know, try different things. And we said it, when I think we're both in sync, is this choice. Make the choices, whether
right.
good or bad. It really doesn't matter, does it?
But we don't have to. We can. And I think that's what's really important for people to understand, that we don't have to do anything differently. If what you're doing for yourself is working, then keep doing it. But you can do something differently. You can make choices and live a more conscious life. It is a choice.
Right. I just come from the position that I've heard so many people, and I've dealt with literally thousands of people in my lifetime in various programs and dealing with different structures and subjects. So many people go, I wish I could do this, or my life's miserable, I don't know what to do. That's what I mean by making some choices.
Yeah, and it just takes a conscious moment to make a shift to a better feeling place, because really the only two things that we have complete control over is what we are thinking about and how we feel. That is the two things that we have 100% control over, and nothing else.
I think that's a wonderful statement, because I've always felt we have control over nothing, because of the fact it's almost like you never know what's going to happen. All you control, in the past that I've seen, is reaction to things. Try to be proactive. Try to do what you can all the time to make a better life. But I've always maintained that it's how you react to things that define you. But I like what you said. You really do have some control. Your thoughts are very, very important, because we get distracted on that end. And controlling yourself. Excellent. Excellent. I've never heard it that way. And this is why I enjoy doing what I am doing, because there's always something to learn. Always something to learn. I appreciate what you said. So thank you. Thank you. And I hope our audience hears that too. It will think I helped them too. Anything, the floor is yours. What would you like to tell our audience?
I'm sorry?
The floor is yours.
Oh.
What would you like to tell our audience? Anything.
Well, I would like to say that feeling good is the most important thing that we could do.
Yes.
And that, as far as I am concerned, our life is about joy. And there are so many wonderful ways to create joy in every moment, no matter where you are and what you're doing. And sometimes it's just looking and appreciating just all the beauty that this life has to offer. It's the little things that really allow us to either tune in or tune out. Total choice. But life's beautiful. And I just hope that people understand that at every moment you get to choose what you want to tune into and how you'd like to feel about it.
Yeah, and you're so right. You're so right. Life's short too. It's amazing how fast things go. And if you don't enjoy your life, boy, you're wasting so much time and effort. And I'm with you 100%. It is beautiful. It's great. And you got to get up every morning and smile. And if you're not smiling, something's going on in your life. You have to make some changes. It's a pleasure speaking to you. It really is. Please mention your website again. I'd like people to go to that and check it out.
Okay, it's www.jamie-learner.com.
And that's jamie-learner.com. So people, check it out. Jamie, it's a pleasure. Again, I'm really happy that we're talking and that you've been on the Lord Distraction and Interruption Show.
Thank you very much for asking me.
Thank you, and maybe we'll talk again in the future. Take care now.
Okay, bye-bye.
This is the Lord Distraction and Interruption Show here at AchieveRadio.com.